I'm going to start a recording for this. Thank you, Madam Chair. Going to go right down the list. Chairwoman Kagan.
Present.
Vice Chairman Crawford.
Present.
Dr. Easley.
Present.
Board Member Love.
Present.
Board Member Brimhall.
Present.
Board Member Cota.
Present.
And Assistant Attorney General Campbell is here.
I'm present.
Thank you. And staff joining us today, for the record, we have Katya Garcia. Did I pronounce that right, Kat?
Present.
Thank you. And Carrie Hernandez is here. Are you with us, Carrie? Okay, I see you logged in, and then we have Danita McGlasson.
Present.
And Danita is serving as a deputy director down here at the Nursing Care Board, and will be part of my presentation today. So we have a quorum, and we're ready to go, Madam Chair.
So before I have you start on the agenda, I just want to thank you, sincerely thank you for stepping in and helping us during this time. I know you've helped us before on your way out, and I feel like I can speak for the board when I say we very much appreciate you stepping in to help us.
Well, thank you very much, and I have an update on all that. So,
okay. Well, then
very
let's
much,
get started.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'll help however I can. But just real quickly, is there any declaration of conflicts of interest, agenda item number 3 this morning? Hearing none, I'm going to go to the staff update, if that's okay, Tracy.
Yes, please. Yes.
So I got involved about a week ago, and through the board leadership's direction, I kind of started looking at respiratory care board, the systems, what was happening, what was not happening. And the bottom line is that we lost some key staff suddenly, and that is very apparent within the agency. My review of the thing that's affecting us the most right now is the licensing. And I did a cursory review of all the initial applications that have come into the office, and it does not look like many of them have been processed from about mid to early December till now. And when I say processed, I'm talking about initial letters going out, administrative time frame letters going out, all the information that they send in for their applications have not been collated into the appropriate places, and it's going to be a lot of work getting all that up and running. The agency is getting hit with an inordinate amount of phone calls right now, complaints about where my application is, licenses have not been issued in a timely manner. So it's going to be several weeks. It's going to be several weeks. You know, if everything goes according to oil today, when we make some changes for staff, it's going to be several weeks before we're even caught up with the licensing. That's the number one priority. That's the number one issue that's kind of happening right now. So,
I'm sorry to interrupt you. If you say things haven't been done since mid-December, this is while Charles was still there.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked at his time. I don't know when he was in the office, when he was not in the office. So, hey,
okay.
Carrie,
go ahead.
Carrie, are you there? Excuse me a second. Carrie,
you're on mute.
Okay. How am I now?
Okay. I saw somebody in the background there. Are you okay up there?
Yeah, I had
who
to get my
that?
Photo on there, but I figured okay. it out. I had
okay.
a little slider thing on my camera.
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry for interrupting, Madam Chair. The I can give more specifics on my thoughts on who is doing what and when in the future. I don't have a grasp of exactly what was happening with staff at that particular time.
Okay.
Just to summarize, this is Vice Chairman Crawford. Just to summarize what I heard you state was that since December, we appear to have a backlog of licensing needs, whether that be issuing new licenses, renewing licenses. So I'm assuming then when it comes to the compliance of current licensees that are under review or have a probationary order with the board, am I to assume that those are not up to date as well?
I that is a very good assumption. So on the investigation side of it, Kat was hired in January and under the, I guess, direction to be the investigator, handle investigations. And Kat, if I misspeak, I want you to jump in, okay? In her words, since January, she has not had a lot of training and direction to get those processed. So one of the things that I did this week was we sent out notification letters to approximately 30 of the existing investigations for the April 20th board meeting. The majority of those cases are continuing education audits, and then four or five of those are consumer-generated cases. So those investigative reports are being written right now. I have not touched anything with compliance. I do not know the list of rehab orders we may have in place, have not looked at them. And then on the kind of the investigative side, the complaint side, Assistant Attorney General Campbell was nice enough to notify me that there's at least two cases that you're going to be reviewing on April 20th that are reviews of prior decisions. So for the enforcement side of things, that's what I know of where we are. And things have changed a little at the agency as far as tracking where those things are being tracked and how they're being tracked. And I'm learning that. I'm learning that right now. Did I answer your question?
It sounds like, in my opinion, a mess, just to be completely transparent and direct. It sounds like a mess. And what I'm interested in hearing is what are the actions that we as a board can put in place to rectify this disaster?
So that's probably an adequate analysis, Vice Chairman. And I don't know all the issues, but agenda item number four is what I'm going to propose to the board. And do you want me to get into that now?
Yes, please.
So essentially, it's a two-person approach. I'm going to suggest that the board enter into an ISA with the Nursing Care Board for the services of myself and Danita McGlasson at about 20 to 25 hours per week. And the proposal is that that I would get a 22% increase in my current salary. Danita would get a 35% increase in her current salary for up to 6 months so that we can get things back on track and the board can give direction on when and how they want to hire their next executive director or more staff. And if those that were on the board remember, this is very similar to what NCIA Nursing Care Board did previously with myself. The reason that I'm suggesting that it's two of us is that I don't have 30, 40 hours to throw in up there with my current job. And it's enough work that I think the two of us can and get it back up and running within a shorter period of time. So essentially, the dollar amounts, without getting into specifics, is between the two of us would be equivalent to what you were paying the licensing administrator previously. So as far as the budgetary side of it, you know, it's not full dollar amounts at the beginning of this. It would be increase for however long you wanted to allow us or needed us to work those extra hours to get the systems back up and running.
So I have a clarifying question. And thank you, Jack, for the proposal. Sure. Would that also permit you and Danita time to help train Kat? Because I apologize, Kat. It sounds like you were brought on in January and you weren't provided much of an orientation. And I apologize that occurred. But I want to make sure that moving forward that we offer Carrie and Kat the resources so they can be successful as well.
It might be an excellent point, Vice Chairman Crawford. Do you want to hear from Kat or Carrie now to see if their views on whether that's already started or not?
Sure.
Carrie, Kat, you want to chime in, give the board, you know, your ideas on training and whether or not that's already started and how you foresee that? Or?
Well, I'll start. Jack has been showing, I was showed things not in the correct manner that they should be. So Jack has been training me on the correct way how to do my job efficiently and correctly to go with the statute. So I feel like we do need training. Because my training back in July wasn't maybe about a week, but they didn't show me a lot. And so I would appreciate it if Jack could help. And I do, you know, Jack and I communicate and so there. I would like more training.
Thank you, Carrie. Kat, do you have any thoughts?
Yes. So personally, as far as training goes, Jack has already given me more within the week than I've received since starting here in January. Now, initially when I was hired on as investigations and was not trained in investigations, but rather trained to help with licensing. So investigations was sort of pushed to the back burner while I was helping with licensing mostly. So now that we are coming up on this board meeting, Jack has been kind enough to show me how investigations go, how to properly write them and process them and everything. So I believe, you know, some training is needed and would be appreciated.
So to your point, Alan, it sounds like the request of making sure that the staff gets trained has already been started by Jack, and we appreciate that, Jack.
You're welcome.
So do we just need to do a vote on your proposal, Jack?
Yeah, it would give me the direction to get the ISA's written. How this would work is if the board votes to move this forward, I will take the ISA, the proposed ISA that we're talking about with the numbers, and put that in front of the nursing care board at their meeting on Monday, this coming Monday, April 10th. I have not vetted it this through the entire board. I did vet it through the leadership. So they would also be approving the ISA. And then we should probably also send the drafted ISA through the Attorney General's office. They have a personnel section over there that looked at the last ones, and I don't know if that's changed or not, but I'm sure Assistant Attorney General Campbell can help with that review if it's needed. I'm not sure that it needs to be reviewed by HR right now. But yes, board vote to move forward. I would in turn get the NCIA board to review it, vote on it to approve it, and then we can move forward.
So board members, before we put it to a vote, does anyone have questions or discussions to have regarding the situation?
I do.
Please.
So are we going to put a timeline on it, or are we just going to put you in motion, and later on you can give us the timeline later on, Jack?
Madam Chairman, Board Member Love, that's my best suggestion, and the reason for that is I would like to say that we can get it all done in a month. I'm not sure that's possible. I think we're going to be working on the catch up and licensing for 2 to 3 months before I'm comfortable with it and the board would be comfortable with it. And at our board meetings, I think you'll get regular updates and decide when you want to start recruitment, if at all. You know, I've traditionally had that office staffed with 3 board members, 2 support staff and the executive director. That changed a little over the last year. So you may only have to recruit one position in the future, depending on how training with existing staff goes. So, yeah, I think we roll with this. You allow me some time to get everything up and running correctly, and then the board decides when they want to move forward with any other recruitment or changes at the staff level.
Well, Madam Chair and Jack, I really, my personal opinion is I feel that we need to, once you're vetted and once you are going ahead with all of this, and we start to receive the timelines and start to receive your input on what's going on, then we can better have an idea on how long that you can stay there or need to stay there.
Okay.
Agreed.
And
yeah, I think we have to give him the opportunity to get in there and see what everything is and what needs to happen to clean it up.
Exactly.
Any board members have anything?
I just thank you for taking your time to redo the respiratory board again with your expertise and your staff.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Madam Chair, I'm ready to make a motion.
Jack, do we need a motion and a second or vote?
Yes, please.
All right, Alan, go for it.
I move forward with the ISA bring Jack Confer and Donnie Glasson in as interim executive director for the Board of Respiratory Care Examiner, assuming that their security board is in agreement with the ISA. I also support the salary percentages that Jack recommended for both Mr. Confer and Assam. This interim order will remain in effect until the board feels appropriate to discontinue.
Okay.
I'll second that, Madam Chair.
We've got a motion and we've got a second. Any discussion? And Jack, since we're not all together, can you do a roll call vote, please?
Madam Chair, I do have one request. Is there any way that I don't want to put more work on Mr. Confer or Mr. Glasson? I do think it's imperative that you and I remain up to date on maybe a status update of the board, maybe on a weekly basis or monthly basis, if that's appropriate.
Yeah, I do think we probably need to be up to date because this kind of blindsided all of us, and it shouldn't have gotten to this point.
Madam Chair, Vice Chairman Crawford, members of the board, I don't think myself or Danita have any problem doing that. And I will tell you this, the majority of the updates, some of the updates that I'm going to give you within the next month are not going to be well received. I'm just going to give you some of the bad news now. So we have licensing timeframes in place. We are supposed to be processing applications pursuant to those licensing timeframes. If we do not, there are penalties that the Governor's Regulatory Review Council can impose on an agency. My quick review is that we've probably busted some timeframes, but we will cure that rather as quick as we can. But one of the updates I'm going to be giving you is probably going to be the number of applications that we have gone over our licensing timeframes on. And that's going to create a report to Governor's Regulatory Review Council, and they can issue the agency penalties based upon those busted timeframes. So it is needed that I report to you. You know, weekly might be hard to begin with, but, you know, and Danita, do you think we can get some spreadsheets together for a biweekly, at least a biweekly basis to start with?
Yes, you can do that.
Beautiful. Is biweekly to start okay with the board?
That's okay with me.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, got it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jack. I'm sorry.
No, we'll do both licensing and enforcement-related updates.
Okay. Any other discussion from board members before we take this to a vote?
Madam Chair, I would appreciate that that all board members get the updates so that we're all in tune to what's happening, so that if you need to call a meeting for us, that we already understand what's going on.
And Board Member Love, I appreciate that. Mr. Confer has a lot of experience in this, and I'm sure will be mindful of the open meeting law and that we're staying within the bounds.
I just like as you get the updates, I would like to be copied the updates myself so that I know what's going on.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I don't see a problem with that, Board Member Love. We probably need to look at our agenda, and I'm not sure that this particular discussion is agendized, but I've heard the direction, and I think we can take care of that. Thank you.
Okay. Any last discussion before we take us to a vote? Jack, I'm going to have you do a roll call vote since we are not all in front of each other.
Okay. Board Member Cota?
Aye.
Board Member Brimhall?
Aye.
Aye.
Board Member Love?
Aye.
Dr. Easley?
Aye.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Crawford?
Aye.
And Chairlady Kagan.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jack, for stepping to do this. This is greatly appreciated.
My pleasure, and I'm pretty sure Denny and I can help everybody out, and we'll be chatting with staff, so look to hear from us before the next meeting, which is going to be on April 20th, and chat with you then. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye. I will say before you all go, I will not be able to be at the April 20th meeting. Unfortunately, I have to travel to France. So
that's not unfortunate.
So sadly, I won't be able to be at the meeting. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, safe travels, Jim.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.